star-forming regions, by Salvatore Sciortino. Since the 80s, the Einstein Observatory has shown the young stellar objects, YSOs, emit X-rays with luminosities, in the 0.38 keV bandpass, up to 10 to the power of 3, 10 to the power of 4 times than the Sun, and that the X-ray emission is highly variable. ROSAT has confirmed the pervasiveness of X-ray emission from YSOs, and ASCA has provided evidence that the emission of class 1 YSOs is largely originating from optical thin plasma at temperature of 1-50×10^6 kelvins. These intrinsic, unexpected, properties and the transformational capabilities of the Chandra and XMM Newton observatories has made X-rays a powerful tool to trace the star formation process up to distance of a few kpc around the Sun. Starting from the early evidences of the 80s and the intriguing questions they raised, I will summarize the results obtained and how they have influenced our current understanding of physical processes at work, and I will discuss some of the still open issues and some of the likely avenues that next generation X-ray observatory will open. This was Star Forming Regions, by Salvatore Sciortino.